From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Search for a suspect continues in Germany. German authorities searched Wednesday for the person responsible for driving a truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, a day after releasing a man who was arrested shortly after the attack that killed 12 people. German media said police were looking for a Tunisian man based on documents found in the truck. Holger Petzold is a Berlin resident who said, "We will continue to visit Christmas markets, continue to take trains and planes. We have to learn to survive this menace. We should never be frightened, never." Islamic State has claimed the attack was carried out in response to its calls for people to target citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition seeking to destroy the militant group. Germany is not one of the countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria, but has served in a support role, including refueling and reconnaissance. A massive explosion Tuesday at a popular fireworks market near Mexico City killed at least 31 people and injured 70 others. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec, about 30 kilometers north of the capital, was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Araceli Vasquez is looking for three people, she says. She says it's a tragic moment for everyone because many of us have lost family members here. We can't find them. Horrible. We haven't found them. We're looking for three people, a 50-year-old woman, a 9-year-old boy, and a 15-year-old boy. The Federal Attorney General's office said six explosions caused the destruction, that it had opened an investigation into the violations of fire and explosives laws and who was responsible. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours for the site to be safe enough for them to go back in and look for the victims. This is VOA News. Russia said Wednesday it's too early to draw conclusions about the shooter responsible for the assassination of the country's ambassador to Turkey. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov on Monday in Ankara. A witness told VOA the shooter shouted, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria. As long as our lands aren't safe, you will not be safe." Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that Turkey believes the killer is linked to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the United States. Now, they also tried to blame Fethullah Gulen as the leader in the July's failed coup in Turkey. Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday that there should be no rush to conclusions before a joint investigation of the assassination is complete. Oytun Horhan is a researcher at the Center for Middle Eastern Strategic Studies.
This attack was done to sabotage the ongoing rapprochement with the Turkish and Russians over Syria.
The U.S. has rejected what it called as absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Fethullah Gulen's presence in the United States. Wednesday, an Afghan Taliban official said the group released the video of a kidnapped American-Canadian couple and their two children. VOA's Steve Miller has more for VOA.
The video surfaced on Monday showing American Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle and their two children, who were born in captivity, pleading with their governments to negotiate their release. Coleman and Boyle were taken hostage in 2012 when Coleman was pregnant with their first child. The Taliban officials said they wanted to renew attention on their detention and press their governments to meet the group's demands, but refused to elaborate on those demands. Coleman is shown in the video appealing to both U.S. President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump to rescue her family, warning the kidnappers are determined not to free them unless their demands are met. The family is allegedly being held hostage by the Haqqani network. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian activists say the last evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo are being held up while the government and opposition blame each other for the delay. British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says buses were ready to leave eastern Aleppo, and what would be the final step of the rebels leaving that part of the Aleppo they seized 4 years ago. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave two villages in the Idlib province that have been under rebel siege. For more on all of these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.